get drunk. Put in company!
Hello there. Welcome to our happy home.
This is the Geekcast Radio Network 2011 update for Tara Strong. This is our Tara Strong latest interview. We talked to her on Tooncast about a year or so ago, I guess. I am TFGN Mike, and I'm joined by Tara the Rising Star. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
Pretty good, pretty good. And we are getting ready to talk with Miss Tara Strong.
Totally excited for this. Just an honor to speak with her.
Yep. And basically how this came about was after the news broke about her voicing Harley Quinn in Batman Arkham City coming up, I figured, okay, well, Tooncast is coming to a close. What better way to close it out with a Tara Strong update interview? And anything else you want to say before we get to that?
Just that she's just such an amazing voice actress, and she's a huge inspiration, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, speaking with her and just, you know, getting insight into her world and what it's like to be Tara Strong.
Yes, and that is coming up next.
Robin, stop! Hands off, rat girl! Sweetie, get mommy's bazooka!
Hello everyone, this is Michael Blanchard and I'm joined by Tara Blair. Today we have a super awesome privilege to interview once again Tara Strong. Yes, that's right, Batgirl and now Harley Quinn is on the line with us. Hello Tara, how are you?
Great guys, how you doing?
Pretty good.
We're doing
good,
great, thank you. All right, so Tara, first of all, thank you so much for taking this opportunity to speak with us. We really appreciate it. And before we get started, you were just an inspiration to voice actors everywhere, and especially to one of my good friends. His name is Jordan. He's actually an aspiring voice actor too. And I just wanted to give him a little shout out since I get the great opportunity to speak with you, and your work is just truly amazing. So just keep doing what you're doing, and just thanks for being such an awesome voice actor.
Thank you.
You're no problem. So, first off, what is it about voice acting that, you know, makes it worthwhile?
Oh, well, it's tremendously fun. You don't have to wait for hair and makeup and lighting. It doesn't matter what you look like. It just matters about your talent and what you bring to the table. And it's a world that's full of creativity, that fosters creativity and welcomes it and cherishes it, as opposed to parts of the entertainment business that might be fueled by, you know, money or celebrity. This business happens to be really fueled by talent and creativity.
Sounds interesting. It is true, you know, how you don't have to worry about makeup or hair or anything like that. So I guess it's one of the benefits of being a voice actor.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the day you look like hell, they're like, oh, we forgot to tell you Access Hollywood was coming today. Oh, good.
When Tara and I interviewed Jason Marsden, we had asked him the similar question about, you know, voice acting, and we got to talking about, you know, voice acting is a job that you can just you could show up in your pajamas every day. And the next day after I released that interview on geekcastradio.com, the next day he posted on Facebook a cast picture with him in the front in his pajamas.
Nice. That sounds like something Jay would do.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was so hilarious. So from Batgirl, Raven, Queen, Vicky Vale, Cat Matui, Huntress to Billy Batson, you certainly have had a run with DC Comics characters and animation. And now you step into Harley Quinn for Batman Arkham City. What was it like? Like, what was the whole process of how did this fall in your lap?
Well, first of all, aren't I lucky?
Yeah.
I mean, so many great roles that are just so, I'm so honored. I mean, when I first moved to LA and I booked Batgirl, I was freaking out. You know, I'd done a lot of animation in Toronto, so certainly I wasn't new to it, but I was new to Los Angeles. And my agent at the time was like, oh my God, you're her, you're the girl, you're the bat, you're Batgirl. And it was like a very, very exciting moment that I'll never forget. And Harley, is one of those characters that it's a tremendous, tremendous role to jump into. I do not take the honor lightly at all. And it was an audition like any other, and I've worked with Arlene and I worked with everyone else, so I wasn't sure at the time why, and I still actually know the reasoning, but they asked me to come in, and I had worked on matching her, and they said, we don't really want you to match her. We want her to make your kind of your own, but in the spirit of her. So that's what I did, and I hope the fans respond to her, because, like I said, it really is a tremendous honor to step into Harley's shoes.
Those are big shoes to fill.
Very big shoes, yes.
It was a very interesting experience for you to
voice Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah, very interesting, because, you know, like I said, we all know what it's supposed to sound like. So for me, I have a good ear, and it's, the tendency is to want to voice match completely, but they said they really wanted it to be like her and enough like her that the fans know who it is, but also make it your own. So,
can you give us a sample at all?
I don't think I'm allowed to just yet.
Okay. Like when we talked to you before, we mainly focused on Bubbles and cartoon animation and all that stuff. Doing video game voice work, especially for a Batman game, what was that like for you? I mean, was it just you in a room talking to yourself?
Well, Arkham Asylum was done in a very big studio. It's a little different than some of the other games. And I got to watch the picture that's already been done, and the animation for this game is really fantastic. The fans are going to absolutely love it. I'm sure you've seen part of the promos for it online. And it really looks sensational. So when I was in the room and saw it on the big screen, it was overwhelming. It was really, really well done. And I got to see, you know, Harley, and got to really put a voice to her actions, because she's already been animated. A lot of times for series work, we go first and then they animate it to our voice. But in this case, I actually got to see it animated for a point of reference of what it's all looking like now and how it's evolved.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. And the funniest thing was, everybody assumed, like when that trailer first came out for Arkham City, the funniest thing was everybody assumed when they saw Harley, oh, that's Arlene.
Yeah.
But you don't, you only hear, she only says like, what, 2.5, it's like 2 seconds of a vocal.
I hope it sounds enough like her that people aren't disappointed, but not so much so that they're like, oh, she didn't sound like her there. You know what I mean? Enough like her to give her the flavor, but not so much like it that I'm trying to replace her, because I have a very warm spot in my heart for her as well. I worked with her on the series when I was doing Batgirl in the series. She was Harley. So I certainly am not, you know, pushing to take her away from all the great work she's done, and again, trying to make it my own. It's similar to when I booked The Fairly Odd Parents. The original voice was Mary Kay Bergman, and of course she passed away. And initially they said, you know, we want it to sound like him. And then it was sort of my instinct to say, I can't sound exactly like him. It's too hard, because I loved her, you know.
Yeah.
And so they said, well, get it similar and then make it your own, which is exactly what's happened here, and I certainly hope the fans respond to it.
If I may, Tara, you give Harley Quinn you do her justice. You really do, from what I saw in the trailer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was just amazing.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those things where hopefully they'll show a longer trailer, because, I mean, like I said, the Harley scene in the trailer that's out now, it's like 2 seconds and you miss it. And that's why I don't think people really associated that, oh, that's not Arlene, that's somebody else.
Oh, yeah, and it's funny because I was so excited when I booked it, but of course, you know, you're not supposed to say anything until it's released, and I woke up the other morning to my Twitter just blowing up, and Kapow had released the interview, and the Arkham City webpage had released the interview, you know, introducing the character, and at that point I was like, wow. Just so y'all know, I'm very excited, and I completely get the honor that comes with being a part of this legacy, and once again booking an amazing role, which I just seem to have had some really nice luck with that.
So, Tara, if I may, what is the main difference, if any, between voicing for animation and voicing for video games, and do you prefer one over the other?
Well, in some ways it's more fun to do a series because you're with a full cast and you get to play off the other actors. And some games can be tedious if it's 4 hours, you just by yourself, even if you're not screaming, if it's just you guys know this from doing radio stuff, or if it's just you by yourself for that length of time, it can be tiring. But certain games are not so tiring and interesting to watch. For instance, like Arkham City, the animation really is so spectacular that it was every minute was cool to be a part of, just watching it and watching becoming a part of it. And, you know, voiceover is a very collaborative business, and you sort of create characters and realities together. And Arkham City was one of those really special ones. Of course, you can't compare it to, you know, doing a series with people like Kevin Michael Richardson or Mark Hamill or Kevin Conroy. That's a completely different experience, and they're both lovely in their own ways. I think one of the benefits of working by yourself is that you get things done a lot quicker. So if I had to do a game, for instance, and we're all matching to picture, it would be much more than 4 hours. They couldn't do it in a 1-4-hour session, because we're not just trying to do acting good, but we're also trying to match the existing mouth flaps and picture and make it look accurate and still have the essence of the characters.
I see. So there's a lot more involved in that with video games.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Those three guys you mentioned are three interviews we would love to get.
Well, I think Kevin's on, Kevin Michael Richardson's on Facebook. You could certainly
he is.
Give me a shot, and I could always put in a good word for you.
That would be awesome. You know, okay, so all this video game talk, are you a gamer? Do you play video games with your kids, or do you do any of that kind of stuff?
My kids are younger, so they really like, they ran the Kingdom Hearts stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nickelodeon games, they get really excited if they get to a stage where they can hear my voice. And, you know, they didn't play Final Fantasy, but they got to see Riku in the Nickelodeon, in the Kingdom Hearts game. The Nickelodeon game, they were really excited to see Timmy. But I don't have a tremendous amount of time, and when I do play games, it's more like I'm a very competitive word game person. But, you know, I get more fan mail for video game voices that I've created than animation stuff, and I think it's because real gamers feel like they're in the game with you and they get to know you, and it's a big honor to be part of that process.
Interesting.
So, Tara, what was the atmosphere like at the Arkham City recording session? Can you give us a little insight into that? Was it exciting?
Well,
was it...
Yeah, it was very exciting. And again, because I was completely humbled and excited to get that role. And then when I saw the animation, and again, imagine seeing just that little clip on a big screen. It's like a full feature screen that I got to voice match it to. So it was really humbling and interesting and exciting and, you know, a little bit scary initially, making sure that everybody was happy with moving forward with the new Harley and still feeling like we're honoring her essence and her character. And I think the fans will see that comes through in the acting and in the performance. You know, a lot of people think, oh, I can do a silly voice and that's how you can get into acting, but it's really not. It's about what you can bring to life with your voice and the acting and being in the moment and feeling beats. I always tell people that want to get into voiceover to take acting classes and improv classes and, you know, make sure you really believe when you're in those moments. I mean, I close my eyes a lot of the time, or I picture myself in those scenarios and really try to, you know, act as if I'm on camera in those moments. And I hope that comes through when you guys, you know, are watching the game.
Oh, it definitely does come through, all that effort that you just explained about, you know, what you can bring to the table and taking classes. Mm-hmm. I agree with that, because I'm exactly like that. I'm an actress as well. So mm-hmm. I agree with everything you have to say, and mm-hmm. you know, it's just like that, and you can tell when you see the characters brought to life. You can tell how much effort went into it through the voice acting and everything. It's like your heart and soul go into it.
Oh yeah, and it's nice too that there is the internet now and the appreciation for the voice actor, and certainly with gaming. I think originally they didn't think it was very important to get quality voice actors and quality actors involved in the games, and quality voice directors included. And now I think they see that the audience and the fans really demand that. They're not, you know, playing games to just hear some, you know, someone not putting their heart and soul into something. And I think that's really coming through in the newer games.
Oh, definitely, because I think we've seen a really huge difference in terms of the voice acting in video games compared to now, as before, a long time ago, when they were just generic kind of sounding voices.
Right.
Now, there's more effort, there's more emphasis put on the voice acting in video games, am I right? Compared to...
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And the nice thing for me, like I said, they used to not think it was important to have voice directors, so they would have someone very passionate about the game from the gaming studio, like a writer or someone that did some of the design, try to direct, and a lot of them don't really understand the correct verbiage to get what they want out of their actors. Or they get, oh, you know, can we have 30, 40 takes of a death scene and then you wipe out my voice for the rest of the week? So it's nice that they get the importance of the quality of the voice actor and the voice director. And they think that combination is what you're seeing.
Oh, exactly. We definitely are seeing that. So, Tara, can you maybe take us through, you know, just a little brief day in the life of Tara Strong, voice actress extraordinaire? We're kind of curious about that.
Well, right now we're getting a pedicure, which I think is very important for voice acting. I actually have a meeting at Nickelodeon today, and then I have an audition for an on-camera thing, so it's important, even though, like I said, it doesn't matter what you look like, to keep appearances up. And it's nice when you're doing a job and you either look something like your character or you look like you could portray it in real life. And a lot of time they do draw your face and your expressions. So as much as I kid around about not mattering what you look like, I do definitely put some care into it. And depending on how busy I am, you know, the nice thing about my job is, like I said, today I've got, you know, something 12:30 and then something at 2, and I don't normally have very full, you know, days in terms of the hours, unless it's like a, you know, for instance, let's say it was when I was doing Powerpuff Girls, it would be, you know, Tuesdays 9 to 1, and then Fairly Odd Parents Thursdays 2 to 6, and those kind of things get scheduled. And then in between that, I have auditions that I do pretty much all day from my home studio.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very busy. You have busy days and you have not so busy days.
Yeah, it's busy. And even when it's not busy, it's busy because I have 2 kids. And then, you know, my husband and I like to write together and pitch shows together. We're always on the go and trying to create things.
Yeah, I just think it's great that I'm from Canada as well. I'm from Toronto. And I just think it's great how much you've accomplished. Just it's great to have a fellow Torontonian get big.
A fellow Tara Torontonian.
Yes, a fellow Tara Torontonian.
Exactly.
Yeah, so just to get on to another question, what is your favorite role? Do you have a favorite role?
Oh, gosh, I get asked that all the time, and normally my first response is the role in the Little Mermaid sequel, Melody, because I don't know what little girl didn't want to be the Little Mermaid, but to get to play her daughter and sing in the studio with her and even look at Jodie Benson was so surreal. So that was really fun, and I loved working on the Powerpuff Girls. It was just a great dichotomy and great relationship between the girls. Fairly Odd Parents, same thing, a lot of fun. And Teen Titans for me was always really special because it was really a very magical room, which is, I think, why we had such a successful show and why the fans miss us so much, because we all really just clicked with each other and loved what we did. I miss that show probably the most.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually, The Little Mermaid 2 was one of my favorite sequels to Little Mermaid.
I know, it's so cute. I have to admit.
Yeah. And I found out you were Melody, that made it even better.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love that one. It was cute.
What is some advice you could give to aspiring voice actors to kind of break into the business?
Well, I can say that it's definitely not easy. And I did some directing this year, and I sort of found out why. Is that there's not that many really, really great people. There's a lot of okay people, and there's a lot of really bad people. And if you want to put yourself out there, make sure that you're at the best of your game, because if you get in front of an audition room and you're not feeling confident and you're not there yet, you blow your chances. And because it's such a small group of actors that they like to use over and over, you got to be at the top of your game before you put yourself out there. And my advice with that, like I said before, acting classes, improv classes, singing lessons to get your breaths and exercises down, and any time you can do accents and imitate, you know, people and work on that. And then if you can't get into a voiceover class that has studio time, that's always great too.
Yeah. One last question, really quick before we let you go. Tara Strong in social media, you are everywhere.
It's fun. You know, I wasn't really doing Twitter. I had an account, but I wasn't really doing it. And then one day when I was on Big Time Rush, Kendall said to me, "You don't Twitter?" And I said, "No, not really. I don't really get it." And he's like, "Let me show you." And then, at that time, I think I had 100 people following. And then Kendall wrote, hanging on Big Time Rush set with at Tara Strong, and literally in a minute, it went to 500 people.
Like, once you tweet, like, you just can't stop.
Oh, it's fun. You know, it's interesting to see the interaction between the celebrities. That kind of stuff is really fun. And then I kind of like to have, you know, some comedy in between talking about whatever shows I'm doing, mix it up a little. And I'm not sure if you saw today about my son talking about farting, which is always fun.
I think my favorite Facebook post of yours so far has been, Tara Strong prefers you not refer to her roles as nostalgic. Thanks.
Well, it's so funny because so many people do it, and it was actually very funny yesterday because I was working on another game that I can't talk about quite yet. But one of the guys I've worked with for years and years, I was showing him a picture of Cree Summer's new baby, who is very, very cute. Her name is Brave. And Cree and I don't know if you know this, but I did my first cartoon with her when I was 13 up in Toronto. And so we've known each other a very long time. And when I showed it to my friend that works at Disney, he said, oh, my gosh, Cree's got a baby. He's like, I just remember when you guys were young and hot. And everyone looked at him like he was a total moron. And then the rest of the time, the director was like, well, you know, when Tara used to be hot, and that became, like, the joke. That's why if you saw my page, Curtis wrote, you're so pretty. So, yeah. But it's funny, you know, I like being a part of people's childhood. And actually, when I get fan letters that say, you know, it was so inspiring growing up with you. And I actually taught a class recently at my friend's acting class, and it was about 40 students from Australia. And one girl stood up and she literally went, oh my God, you're Melody. And I was like, yeah. And she burst into tears. And she said, when we were little, my dad was gone in the army the whole time. And I just had my Melody doll and I just held on to her and you got me through such hard times. And, you know, it's nice to be a part of someone's childhood like that. And of course I had to give her a hug and an autographed picture.
That's very, very
cute. That's so cute.
Yeah, it's nice.
So are there any upcoming projects that you got going on that you can maybe give us a little inside scoop if you're allowed to?
Well, I do want to talk about Napoleon Dynamite because I think it's absolutely hilarious. And of all the primetime stuff I've been involved with, of course Family Guy is untouchable because it's hysterical. But separate of that, this show is so funny. Every single script is laugh out loud funny. And I got to work with all the original cast. So to see, you know, John Peter and Ephraim Ramirez in the room, and just like it's just pretty wild to see them all and then to work with them. And like I said, every single script is funny.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's great. You know what, Tara, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And Jordan, if you're listening, hope you really enjoyed this interview.
Good luck, Jordan.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that. He's kind of jealous I'm speaking to you, but...
Hey, a lot of people should be jealous of me. This is the second time I've gotten to speak to her.
This is my first time.
I'm jealous of you.
To meet you one day, Tara.
Well, come on down.
I do have to say, I think my favorite... You know, we were talking about Arkham Asylum earlier, and that's kind of like your... I mean, it's... not the biggest thing you've got going right now, but like that's kind of like the next big thing, the next big news of what you've been doing. And I have to say, my favorite, any of the Batgirl stuff from the old series, I got to say my favorite was between you and Arlene, between Batgirl and Harley in Return of the Joker in that flashback scene.
Mm-hmm. I really do love the chick stuff. I think that stuff was so fun. Like one of my favorite episodes was with me and Supergirl when we're in the towels getting ready and all that stuff. Like I love the chick stuff. It's really fun. And, you know, it's a huge honor and it is a big deal. I was, like I said, when I woke up, my Twitter was blowing up. I couldn't believe once it was released how many fans were excited about it and posting about it. And I remember when I worked on the series Clerks, I'm having a brain fart with the guy that wrote Clerks.
Kevin Smith.
And he named his daughter Harley. And just knowing, like, the fans that come with that, I just, like I said, I hope they like her.
We would like to thank Tara for taking the time to chat with us in this special Geekcast Radio Network interview. Please hold the line, and we will be back with the outro.
Hey, Tara Strong here, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
So there you have it, folks.
Tara Strong, the new voice of Harley Quinn in Batman Arkham City. It was nice talking to her again. She's so great. She's so funny.
It was truly an interesting experience talking to her. I learned a lot. And Jordan and everyone else, hope you guys really enjoyed the interview and got some insight and enjoyed it just as much as we did.
Yes, and that's going to do it for this GeekCast Radio Network / TuneCast interview. And we will see you at episode 100 for TuneCast.
How could you help Joker do it, Harley? Okay, so he roughed the kid up a little, but I'll make it right.
Yeah, your mother of the stinking year.
Ha, you'll see. We'll be one big happy family.